Hello, and welcome to Here in Grimsden. Today we'll be interviewing the lovely Isabella.
Thanks for having me here tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome, darling, anytime. So, Isabella, can you tell us about your childhood?
Sure, I can. Well, my mum left me and my father when I was 3 years old, and before the floods, I lived with my dad. My dad means a lot to me. He was basically like a mother and a dad father to me. Before the floods, I was at a museum with my school, and my best friend Griffin was the first one to see the waves, so we all crammed into the stairwell, and I was trying to keep Griffin and my two best friends by my side. And eventually, when it all stopped, we went into a place we called the palace, where we would make our home until we found the other kids. If it wasn't for Griffin, I wouldn't be here.
Goodness, that sounds like an amazing childhood. So what happened to your dad?
Well, it's pretty sad because he worked at the floodgates, building all the barriers, and the government was like, oh no, it won't hold and whatever. So he was there when it hit, and I haven't seen him ever since.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. So do you have any hopes or dreams that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I have this one dream that means so much to me. It was me and my dad, and we are playing our favourite game, Fling Ball. We used to play it all the time. And my biggest hope is that we are all reunited and all life in Grimsden is normal and happy again, but I guess it's just dreams and hopes.
Look, that's great. We all know that some memories are really, really funny. Do you have any that you can tell us about and tell us maybe a little bit about what those are, those memories?
Sure, I can. Well, this one time I was in the kitchen and I was making pudding, and I hadn't realised that I dropped some on the floor. And my dad was in the living room and on his reading a book, and had saw that I had slipped over and on the pudding, and I fell in it, and I had pudding all over my head and face, and was all through my hair. So I was feeling really dizzy and nauseous. So my dad promised he would take me to the hospital as soon as he got a picture, which made me laugh, but sort of weird and angry at the same time. So we got to the hospital, and me and my dad were in the room where I was lying on a bed, and my dad said, "Do you want some water?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Do you want to sit up and drink it?" And I said, "Yep." And he pressed a button to try and lift up the chair, but all these sounds and alarms went off, and the nurse and doctors came rushing in. And we said, "We're fine." And she said, "Oh, you set off a code." So she went out and told everybody that it was fine. So that was all okay. And I got out of the hospital, and me and my dad went to the park, and I stepped in a pile of dog poop. So when I went to wipe it off on the grass, I wiped it in another pile. I guess it was just one of those have to be there moments, you know?
Oh, that's a very funny story. So tell us a little bit about your life in Grimsden.
Okay, it all started, as I told you, in the museum. We found the place, the palace, and cleaned it up a bit and secured it and went scavenging for food and furniture and stuff. My other friends, Bo and Raffi, they're twins, were with us when the floods hit, so they came with us. Anyway, while we were scavenging, we came past a little girl sitting on a rooftop with a bag and a drawing book and a sketching book and some pencils, and she was drawing, and we went over to her and said hi, but she didn't say anything. On the front of her drawing book was a picture of a dragonfly, so we took her with us and named her Dragonfly, well, Fly for short. She doesn't talk much, well, she hasn't talked ever since we found her. All of us had no parents, so living in Grimsden is really tough, but we can manage it. While we were all scavenging in the city, we didn't realise that someone was watching us until he broke into the palace. I hung him by his feet with my awesome knife skills, and he told us who he was and said he wanted to stay with us, so we let him have one chance. His name was Xavier. On the roof, he had this flying machine, and we had no idea what it was, but it was called an aerotrope. So we used that to get around and scavenge, but we also had the Velocraft, which is a boat. The aerotrope looks a bit odd, a little bit like a bike with two wings on it, that is powered by pedals and stuff, and it flies in the air. We have to pay a gang with a leader called Sneddon, but one day we refused, and instead we threw him and his gang off the roof and into the water, and now all is good. We are trying to get away from the floodwaters and onto dry land to be safe, but we can't be seen, otherwise we'll be taken into these tent thingy bobs. We will see what happens in the future, though.
Goodness gracious, it sounds incredibly scary and very interesting. It's a very interesting episode in your life. Well, look, I hope all is well in your future. That is all we have time for today. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you again next time.
Thank you for having me tonight.